Jameson Hensley with us here on WBAL and WBAL.com. And Jameson, where will you be this weekend?
I was thinking I was going to be just down the road for the Ravens-Redskins, but then, of course, being that it looks like right now that Ben Roethlisberger is returning this week, I am now headed to my home away from home in Pittsburgh.
That's not the place you want to call your home away from home. Not exactly that house on the beach.
No. In the AFC North, it's always good football weather, just not good beach weather.
Exactly. Well, let's start with the Ravens and the news today. Let's start with actually Ray Lewis, the statement issued by the team and him returning to the practice field.
Yeah, and he said it really the I think the most important part were kind of the first few words saying that he's making progress. And, you know, he said that he didn't want any of the attention on him because he's not eligible to play this week. He can return next week for the big showdown against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. It's a big story. It's the guy that's coming back from torn triceps 7 weeks removed from surgery, and a lot of people, this ends their season. So it's a big story now. It'll be a bigger story next week. But just for him being out at practice, I think that puts him on schedule for coming back next week against Denver.
It's all very freakish. And, you know, the Terrell Suggs thing, that was in a league of its own as far as coming back from extreme injuries. And now here we go again, Suggs with the biceps tear. He spoke to the media today. It's a game-time decision on Sunday. I don't think he's going to play. I could be wrong about that, but he did definitively say he would not be placed on IR, and a lot of players would be, considering there's only a month to go in the regular season. He says he will play again this year. Your take on Suggs right now?
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's very, very iffy of him playing this week. I think next week he'll have a better shot at doing so, and there are some players. There's a linebacker from Miami, Carlos Dansbury, who has a similar injury. I mean, you don't know the specifics of it, but he has torn biceps and he wears a brace and it limits range of motion, but you can still play with it. So the good news, you'll have Suggs out there, and I believe he'll be out there next week, but you're just not going to have kind of the same player. And I think even with coming off the Achilles injury, he's not going to be the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year. But now with this added injury, I think it just still hurts him from making the impact that he's used to making. But I would take Terrell Suggs even at 70-75% compared to the other players you would be plugging into his position. So I think it's a positive that he's coming back, but you just have to temper your expectations with what kind of Suggs you're going to be having out on that field.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com with us here on WBAL. What'd you take away from the Ravens-Steelers game the other day, Jameson?
Yeah, it was. I took away a little bit of a surprise just because I know the Ravens were hurting that linebacker, but I did not expect them to lose at home to a 38-year-old third-string quarterback. And I still think the Ravens can achieve everything they want to achieve. They could, if they run the table and beat Denver, they will have second seed and a first round bye, but losing a game that they should have won. I think everybody knows they should have won that game. It kind of puts them in a little bit more of an interesting situation with 4 weeks remaining. It's four very tough games. I mean, I think you can argue that the Ravens have maybe four of the tougher games to end the season in the NFL when you're going to a Redskins team with a dynamic quarterback like RG3, then you are home where you have played well, but still you're going home against the Manning brothers, two teams that are leading their division right now, and then you end the season, at Cincinnati, against a team that most likely will need to win that game to get into the playoffs. So you're going to face a very desperate team there. So it's going to be a very difficult last four games for the Ravens right now.
I completely agree with you. Actually, it's freakish when you think about it. Of the final four teams they have to play, all of them have either already won their division or still can win their division, which is amazing considering we're right now into December football. That's absolutely unheard of to have that type of streak of games that you have to go up against. And then maybe the easiest team on paper is Washington. That's on the road. They've won three straight, and they have a dynamic quarterback.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It is the easiest game remaining, but if you watch the Redskins play on Monday, you know it's not going to be a very easy matchup with them. And if you don't have a Suggs, a guy that, since he's returned, the Ravens have been able to get pressure on the quarterback just using a four-man rush. When you take Suggs out of the equation, you're going to have to blitz more. And by doing that against an RG3, this is a guy who, if he can break and elude the blitz, he can either run for a big gain or he can find the guy that he's shown repeatedly this year against the blitz to look downfield and make a big play with his arm. When teams are rushing five or more people against him, RG3 has 9 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. So he's a rookie, but he's playing with a lot of poise right now.
And Jameson, around the AFC North right now, the Bengals continue to win. And right now, what's their situation and their path to the postseason and even a division title, theoretically?
Yeah, they play, the next couple of weeks, they have the NFC East. So they have Dallas at home, and then they go to Philadelphia for a Thursday night game. The season really boils down for them is they have games at Pittsburgh and then the season-ending game at home with the Ravens. So I think the season really is going to come down to how they do against the Steelers and Ravens. And this is a young team, but since they got A.J. Green and Andy Dalton and a lot of those first- and second-year players, they're 0-6 against the Steelers and Ravens. They're 16-6 against the rest of the league. So it's pretty obvious that their biggest obstacle right now is defeating the two teams that have kind of dominated this division over the years with the Ravens and Steelers. If they're unable to beat one of those teams, and they might have to win both of them to get to the playoffs, but they know they cannot get swept by both of those teams and expect to make the postseason.
And what is the latest on the status of Ben Roethlisberger for the Steelers? I know they have the Chargers this weekend at home.
Yes, and it's all positive signs that he's coming back this week. He threw Monday. He threw again today. After practice today, Mike Tomlin told reporters that Ben made all the necessary throws. So it looks like, barring a setback, he is going to be returning from that shoulder and rib injury that has sidelined him for the past 3 games. And Ben has made had a reputation of playing through injury. Some people think it's a little bit overdramatic with him, but still. This is a guy that plays through a lot of pain. You just wonder what type of quarterback you're going to get out there. But it's a guy that it's good to have a game that you got from Charlie Batch, a backup quarterback, but you can't believe you're going to get that every week. They need a Ben Roethlisberger back and as close to healthy as possible for them to either make the playoffs and to make a deep run into the playoffs.
Some kind of division you cover, Jameson.
It is. And I still say this division might even be tougher than it was last year just because the Browns right now, the Browns, at least you thought every team in this division thought, hey, they can get 2 wins in the division against the Browns. But now they're kind of showing that they're turning things around there. But again, they could easily have, for the second straight year, 3 teams from this division make the playoffs.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jameson, enjoy Pittsburgh this weekend.
Great. Thank you, Brett.
When we come back, we'll hear from Terrell Suggs from today at the Under Armour Performance Center. That's next right here on WBAL.